IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel on CNBC pointing out just how much in taxes that rich people are dodging.
The amount of money owed versus what is paid. For millionaires and billionaires that either don't file or are underreporting their income, that's $150 billion of our tax gap. There is plenty.
Per year?
Yes. There is plenty of work to be done.
And to talk about all that money on the table is joining us is Robert Wood. He's a practicing tax attorney based in San Francisco, and he joins us live. Robert, thanks for joining us. You just heard the IRS commissioner there. $150 billion is a lot of money. However, is the IRS going to do anything about recouping that money? My understanding is the reason why the agency doesn't go after the rich is because the returns are too complex and there are attorneys involved.
Thanks for having me. Nobody likes paying taxes, especially. Obviously, stories like this are big and make a lot of people angry. I think the IRS will do something, and the IRS commissioner is saying that he's going to do something. He even noted, like everybody else, that AI, artificial intelligence, is going to play a part. So they're basically saying those are very big dollars and they're going after them.
I know before the argument was made that you can't go after the very, very wealthy people trying to recoup those lost dollars in taxes because they will spend a lot on lawyers, forcing the IRS to spend a lot of money on lawyers, and that's taxpayer money. So they figured, well, let's go after average Joe Schmo over here and get that $79 he owes us. Is that still a problem, or is the IRS going to have the resources to get around that issue?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we know. You're absolutely right. It's a concern. In the past, the agency has been has been criticized for that, going after earned income tax credit, typically low income people, because they're sort of easy pickings. The IRS, of course, there was a lot of political controversy over the last year or two about the $400,000 a year or less kind of taxpayer, and are they going to be in the headlights? I mean, I think what the commissioner has said just recently is right, which is there's a lot of money at the upper end. Perfectly fair for people, anybody, to hire lawyers and, people to get advice. There's nothing wrong with that. But, and I think there are a couple of different things. One is the amount of money that people actually owe and that they admit they owe, that they're not paying. I mean, that was even an issue in the Hunter Biden case, as I recall. So those kinds of things, I think they are going to crack down, and they should. I think the other things, the corporate jets and the other sort of very high income, very complex returns, the IRS is saying they're going to make inroads to that, and I suspect they will.
Why now? I mean, we've known this for years. Why now?
Yeah, I can't answer that. I mean, I do think the references to AI are pretty interesting. I think there are a lot of people, including myself, that don't really understand the full capabilities of IA. It's a little bit like night vision when it first came out decades ago. I think there's a lot of a lot of speculation about how they're going to use that in the crypto tax space, which we've seen develop over the last 10 years. The IRS has made great inroads into taxing cryptocurrency. Again, with some of the older techniques, and now they're saying they're going to use AI. And I think that part of the commissioner's presentation on CNBC included references to the sort of for every $1 the IRS spends on enforcement, he said, they've been collecting $6. So, I mean, that's a pretty good track record, assuming that's a verifiable statistic. It does mean the IRS really should do more.
All right. IRS making noise about going after wealthy tax cheats. Robert Wood, a tax attorney, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.